Breaking news. This podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts. So if you haven't heard it yet and you're on Apple, go to your Apple Podcast store and get this podcast. It's free. I present the most honest, the most straightforward information you can ever get. And I also talk about my viewpoints and give you guys the information you need to know. Apple Podcast, download it now. So with it being New Year's and it being 2019, I figure I ought to give you guys something to talk about. For the New Year's resolution, I'm trying to raise some money to help get some old debts paid off. And, well, the $5,000 is going to go straight for the debt because I'm trying to get them paid off. And also, there's a few other things that I need to do with $5,000, and that is helping other people too. But we're not done there yet. We got a few more things to talk about in this month and this year and this time. We're going to be giving you the best of the best, and we're going to be talking about all month to think about it. Stay tuned for more. So I've been doing the Rumble thing. I do a Rumble podcast, video blog, and well, I wanted to take an opportunity and give you guys a chance to respond to all my questions with a video question. And I wanted you guys to know that it's not just me. See, my idea of doing this is to put out the best information possible. Now, I was right in the fact that the American people, according to the Democrats, don't know how to vote. And that's been the whole thing. The American people in the Democratic Party's eyes do not know how to vote for a president. So what they're doing is they're basically saying, screw the American people. We're going to impeach an innocent man for doing absolutely nothing wrong. That's what this is saying. What they don't want you to know is that they made a mistake and they're failing to produce evidence to support what they've been talking about. Now, to the point that it's even failing with the American people. Stay tuned for more. See, their impeachment fraud went wrong when they started telling people, oh, he did this and he did that, and then all this new evidence came out that he did nothing, and it was all Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi's son, all these Democrats who've been named in this scandalous little thing that's been going on with Ukraine. And the only answer I have is, how did Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden's son get those jobs? I know, they got them because their parents are big names in the United States government. So, any way you build something like this, a house of cards, any way you build it, it will come back down on you. See, the whole thing here is they want to cover up what they did wrong, and they want to put it on Donald Trump. But Donald Trump's son and Donald Trump's daughter and all of his family has nothing to do with the Ukraine. And I would love to see them put out there that he had anything to do with the Ukraine. It was a phone call. If you cannot have a phone call with a fellow president of a country, then you've got a big problem. And that's what the Democrats have, is a big issue here, because they're pushing a farce on the American people. A lie, comprehended by another lie, and impounded by another lie by Joe Biden and himself. And all these Democrats who sit in the water in the weeds and don't see what they're doing is going to be political suicide. See, my problem with people and this whole thing about people is I have a problem with people like this. What you see in the news is what I have a problem with, when the lie is much bigger and the focus is really small. So I guess what I'm saying is I'll stand up for anybody who does right, but I won't stand up for anybody who does wrong. So you do wrong, you pay for it. Don't blame it on somebody else. You make a bad choice, it's not anybody else's fault but your own. If you're incompetent in making good choices, then you shouldn't be in that much power and that much of a position. Easy, limited choices mean easy, you don't get in trouble, things. Choices are what we make out of life, and these life choices have had a strong effect on everybody. Watching these impeachment hearings, watching how I've seen people react, they're on the side of Donald Trump more than they are the current line of Democrats. And these Democrats are so stupid that they think that the American people don't know what's going on out there. They think the American people are dumb. And you don't have to ask them because you know it. You've heard them say it. The American people don't know how to elect a good, honest president, but yet the American people elected President Obama to office, and it turns out that Joe Biden's son, while Obama was in office, got a lot of money for doing what he didn't know anything about, running an oil company in Ukraine. So who doesn't know how to elect people to office? We elected a president who took in a quid pro quo and got a prosecutor fired in the Ukraine. I wonder. Hello, friends of this podcast and fellow podcasters. I'm putting a link in the description for donations to a PayPal money pool that I'm trying to raise $5,000, because I have had a few bad debts, and, well, I'd like some sort of donations to help out. I'm going to try and do it myself, but it just seems like when I get caught up, I fall further behind, so I'd like to get some help if I can. Just a little bit of a donation will do wonders. It's not like I'm asking you for a lot of money. Whatever you can give helps a lot. And it would also help this podcast, because I'll continue to do what I can to make sure that everybody who wants a sponsorship gets it, and will continue to do what I can. Thank you for the listeners, and thank you for the great input. I hope that you guys enjoy the next 2020 this year, and I hope that this year goes off without a bang. I know I've got a few things to do before I can actually enjoy it. I got to get a few bills paid and everything. But anyways, outside of that, I'm enjoying my 2020 New Year. Happy New Year, everybody, and may all your New Year's resolutions come true, and may your love last forever. The year all over WWE here and Fox and all these things, I thought to give a Person of the Year award to this podcast, and the person I want to give it to is President Donald J. Trump. He has dealt with so much bias, so much hate coming out of the media, coming off of social media, people cussing him out, Rosie O'Donnell with her foul mouth, and I really do want to do the right thing and speak out against this, because it is a big deal about this life and this choice, and this whole thing is about making decisions. We make decisions every day, but Rosie O'Donnell makes a conscious decision to verbally assault our president with her words. And she talks about disrespect. She is totally disrespecting our president, our constitution, our way of doing things. And that's the problem. When Americans' constitution is in jeopardy, it's time to fight back, all honesty. And that's what I've been doing. I've been putting the truth in the misinformation, the sack full of lies that they've been telling you. I think it's important to note that in our lifetime, there has been, 45 presidents? And no president has been treated half as badly as what Donald Trump has been treated by the media. From CNN to MSNBC to CBS to ABC to NBC to all these media outlets, there's no fair, accurate coverage of what he's done. He's got jobs. He's got tax cuts. He's gotten everything he wants. But that's not enough for the media to not attack him and berate him. And these Hollywood elites like Rosie, I give two hoots O'Donnell, gets really foul-mouthed and really touches something that pisses me off. She doesn't like it when she's called out. Well, I'm calling her out for her shit because her actions are not American. They're anti-American. Like the squad is anti-American. These people who want to cuss out a United States president and threaten to blow up the White House deserve what they get from everybody who says anything to them. And they need to say it with conviction because America was founded on the freedom and the rights of American civil liberties. And if we continue to let this reign of terror run like it is, it will be a disaster. We need to say, hey, you know what? It's time to stop. It's time to put things back in perspective. And the truth is, putting things back in perspective is what needs to happen.